This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver metro home prices are rising, and Denverite's Kyle Harris reports the number of houses working people can afford is down.
There are just 19 houses on the market under $300,000, and the area's median home price is up to nearly $600,000. That's according to the Denver Metro Association of Realtors. Realtors are eyeing the Federal Reserve and hoping interest rates are cut soon. Fed Chair Jay Powell says inflation is not far from where it needs to be for the interest rate cuts, but it's not there yet. I'm Kyle Harris, Denverite.
In Loveland, a special prosecutor is looking into whether some city council members violated the city's charter and open meetings laws. The investigation involves communication among city council members and letters sent to Governor Polis. The meetings and letters were not made public, according to the Reporter Herald newspaper. The council members had opposed a state land use bill that Polis vetoed last year. A lawyer for the council member says they were exercising their First Amendment rights. The University of Colorado Boulder has named Justin Schwartz as the sole finalist in the search for its next chancellor. Schwartz is the current provost at Pennsylvania State University and has a background in engineering. CU is inviting people to several open forums today to meet the candidate before making a final decision. The university has been looking for a new chancellor since September, when Philip DiStefano, its longest-serving chancellor, announced he would retire. Mostly sunny across Denver and in Boulder and in Colorado Springs today. This is CPR News.